Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
This is a day of significant and unusual miracles. Signs, wonders, and the healing of the maimed. Praise the Lord. That's what I heard the Lord say. Amen. I asked Gloria if I could do healing this school this morning, and she said yes. Amen. So praise God. But the Lord put some things very specifically on my heart today. Before we get into the word this morning, I want to show you again the picture that I showed Thursday evening. I was in Canaan land, Nigeria, this suburb of Lagos, Nigeria, with Bishop David Oyedepo back in May. And we had a ministers' conference, and we had something like 9,000 to 10,000 preachers there, praise God. And then Sunday morning, their church seats 50,000, and he had four services on Sunday. And I only got to preach two of them. I got to preach to 100,000 that morning, praise the Lord, and then the pastor finished up. Well, just a few weeks ago, I got a call from Bishop Oyedepo, and he has a brand new grandbaby, and his daughter and son-in-law live in this area and pastor here in this area, and he came to see his new grandchild. And so he called me and said, I want to come see you while I'm here. And I said, good. So he flew down. He said, this move and outpouring increased while you were here. Now I was there in May. And Steve, where are you this morning? Are you here this morning? Okay. And then they came down, this is November, it was about the first week of October. He said, now since you were here, we've had over 130,000 people come into the church. And he said, we've had to go to five services on Sunday, praise God. And he said, you know, you could imagine the workload on the pastors. I mean, you're already pastoring 200,000 people, you know, you're busy. And so he said, one of our pastors, by a gunshot wound years ago, had just destroyed his elbow. And so they did like knee replacement, hip replacement. They did an elbow replacement in this man's arm. And it had pain with it ever since day one, and just he had suffered with this thing for a long time. And the word of the Lord came to him, and he said, now you go home and you go to bed, you go to sleep, you've been working for me, tonight I'm gonna work for you. Amen. Now, is the picture up yet?
Yes.
All right, there it is. Now, he woke up the next morning, and now that's that elbow joint right there. It was laying in the bed next to him. No scar, no blood. Perfect brand new elbow. Now, see on the left side there, that's where the doctor put the artificial bone that his natural bone could grow up and fashion to. And there it is. And it's easily checked out, because all the serial numbers on that flat side at the top there, there's the doctor's serial number, the serial number of that part, and so forth. Hallelujah. Isn't that a good thing? I said, isn't that a good thing? Hallelujah. Now that is an example of the healing of the maimed. Remember, they brought the maimed to Jesus and he healed them. That means people born without limbs or eyes or whatever, or something destroyed, something that, whatever it is, maimed is a, according to the book of Matthew, is a category itself. Hallelujah. I'm expecting that. God has had that on my heart for over a year. I'm expecting it today all over the world. Everywhere this is being used, I'm expecting it in this room. Now, Tracy, come here. You can just stand here next to me and talk through my microphone. Yes, I want you to tell about those teeth.
Yes, sir. We've had several experiences of this over the years, but just recently we came from the Outer Banks. A woman came up, and there were a number of miracles in the meeting, but she said, look at this, and she pulled her cheek back. She was in her 50s. When she was very young, she was an alcoholic, and from her eye teeth backward, all of her molars, all her teeth had rotted completely out. They were gone and had been gone. She couldn't chew meat, any of that. God recreated and gave her brand new teeth in that meeting.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's maimed.
That's maimed.
That's maimed.
That's maimed.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, amen. It's here right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, faith begins where the will of God is known. If you're not quite sure what the will of God is concerning a certain thing, whatever it is, then the very nature of faith itself, well, let me back up here a little bit. Faith is a spiritual force. Comes out of the born-again human spirit. And when it's the power of God lies dormant until a demand is made on it. Now the power, the healing power of God, the miracle power of God, and the forgiving power of God is all the same force. That's the reason it's so important. So important to take care of any unforgiveness. And you don't have to feel better about it. You just need to be obedient. Feelings will change. Those are just symptoms. Forgiveness is a decision and an act of obedience. I forgive them because I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I have been ordered to do so, and it is done today. They're forgiven today. That's the end of that. They're forgiven today. I do not hold that in my heart. Now, the spiritual force of faith that is resident in the born-again human spirit, when that force is released, it makes connection with the healing power of the Holy Spirit. And the healing power then flows. But now, that spiritual force doesn't move. The force of faith that's in your spirit doesn't move without a determined decision and action. It's released through the mouth, and it's released in corresponding action. Amen. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself here some, but well, no. No, I'm catching up with God. Here's what I'm doing. Amen. Let me quote Mark 11:24 to you now. whatsoever thing you desire. When you pray, believe you receive them. And you will have them. You will. Now God's given His word. Amen. But now if there's any shade of doubt about whether it belongs to you or not, then believing you receive is, which is, believing is an action word. It's not passive. Believe you receive. Receive is not passive. It is action. Amen. Let me give you an illustration of this. You're in a theater and someone comes out and says, the theater's on fire. Everybody that believes that will get up and leave. All the fools will sit there until they smell smoke. Now, that happened in New York City a number of years ago. It happened. The people thought it was part of the show. And they didn't smell any smoke. And they waited too long to get out. The guy's jumping up and down and screaming, get up and get out of here. And they just sat there till they smelled smoke, and over 1,000 of them died in that place that night. And people have been dying of the same situation for years because they didn't feel anything, because they didn't see anything. Well, when you know, and you know that you know, and you know that you know that you know that this belongs to me. It's mine. And I believe I receive it. I take it unto myself now. Now, when you start doing that, you start confessing that, that's when faith cometh. And it begins to move. The faith begins to move and grace goes into action. What happens when grace goes into action? That's when the power flows. Hallelujah. I did it already. I done preached myself happy. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's look in Luke chapter 5. And if you didn't bring your Bible this morning, look on with somebody else. It's important you put your eyes on this. Luke chapter 5. And let's read beginning with verse 12. Now you remember, Luke is a physician. And there's a difference between the way Matthew, Mark, and John wrote and the way Luke wrote his account of the gospel and the book of Acts. That's all one writing. And it do you good sometime to take the book of Luke and take the book of Acts and put them side by side and just read them as one document. Because Luke wrote as documentary. He said so in the book of Acts when he declared that. So he questioned people. He looked into the situation. He talked to everybody that he could find. He came up with a lot of information, particularly on the sicknesses and diseases involved, because he's a physician. Now, it came to pass when Jesus was in a certain city, a man, now look, now full of leprosy. All the rest of them say a leper. But Luke says this man was full of leprosy. This disease had gone as far as it could go. The next step is death. He's in that stage. He's full of leprosy. Who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord. Now that's a good start. Lord, if you will. What's another way of saying that? If it be your will, you can make me clean. You're too far away. If you will, you can. So, he had no problem believing that Jesus had the power, had the authority, because he recognized his authority because he's asking him about his will. So he said, if you will, I know you can. You know, there's millions of people today in that same situation. I'm talking about Christian people that know God heals. They don't question the fact that he has the power to do it, that he can do it, and that he is doing it today. But will he do it for me? Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the same. Yesterday? Today. Huh? Today? And forever. So, whatever he says here, that should fix this situation, right? But before Jesus said anything to him, he got down here and he touched him. And I see it in my spirit. I see it in my mind's eye. When Jesus touched him, and while he's down here like this, he says, yes, I will. Oh. Hallelujah. Yes, I will. One translation says, of course I will. Yes, I will. Be thou clean.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.